Kicking off the summer with advice on how to keep a coach's interest long-term. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 148. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe. I'm a podcaster, of course. I'm an author and speaker. And the sponsor of this episode is the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. That's my book. It's a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course. This podcast is 15 minutes. It will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and I give you takeaways you can use immediately. It's easy to find this podcast on your favorite podcast app. So get it there, subscribe, or you can also go to my website, recruitme.com. Well, I'm so glad to have you along. We're kicking off our summer recruiting series. Here we go for about 3 months, just giving you specific things that you can do this summer to make a difference in your recruiting campaign. So that's our focus, and we're getting going here. Can you believe it's June already? I mean, things are just screaming along, and you'll be surprised how fast summer comes and goes. It's easy to say, whew, summer is here, and if you're a student athlete, you're thinking, finally, I get done with school, and I can relax a little bit, sleep in, maybe work a few hours, then compete in my sport. Don't leave out recruiting. This is a huge season for you. All college sports are out of season. Well, of course, right now the spring sports are into their postseason, but that's only some schools. College World Series getting ready to come up for baseball, and there are other spring sports that are pretty much in the postseason right now. But the summer, in the heat of the summer, coaches are recruiting. They have the time, and you need to be looking at it that way. So don't coast this summer. I'm not going to let you do it. In fact, in most cases, in most episodes this summer, I'm going to give you an assignment. Parents, athletes, together, I'm going to give you an assignment. I want to keep you accountable. That's what I'm about. I believe that the step-by-step process to an athletic scholarship is what you need to use. It is simple, but you have to work at it. I want to remind you about the recruiting masterclass I have. It's free, and I want you to go watch the video. It's 5 steps to your athletic scholarship dream. The recruiting masterclass, here's where you find it. You can find it on my RecruitMe YouTube channel. Yeah, I've got a YouTube channel. Or you can go onto my resources page on my website at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. Hey, if you're new, go ahead and get another free resource I have for you. It's the Recruiting Power Pack on the homepage of my website at recruitme.com. If you go there, then you'll find yourself coming away with some neat things. I got 3 things in the Recruiting Power Pack. One of them is your player profile or your resume. It's a template you can use to send to coaches. That's one of the key elements. Hey, do you want to learn how to use video? Then I've got an audio which teaches you how to use video. That's 2 of the 3 things you can find in the free Recruiting Power Pack. I want to equip you for the summer, but you've got to go ahead and do something. Don't just listen to this podcast, but take action on the things that I talk about, okay? I'm going to be a slave driver this summer. I'm going to be tough. No playing around. No, not for me. Oh my, now we are going to have fun actually. Hey, want to give you a tip of the week from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. And this is about NCAA contact rules. Here's something to digest. Coaches are restricted on when they can first contact you and how often they can contact you as a prospective student athlete. So that first contact may not happen for a while. For the latest NCAA rules on communications with student athletes, go to the NCAA website. Type in recruiting calendar. That's what you want to look at and study it for your sport so you can understand it. I'll tell you, these contact rules are getting so complicated, so detailed. It used to be uniform. Now it changes per sport. You don't have to be an expert. But it's good to know what those contact rules are so you're not disappointed when coaches aren't contacting you like you wish they would. That's from page 70 of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I encourage you, for your summer reading, pick up the playbook. It's on Amazon. You can get the audiobook free if you try out Audible for 30 days. They want you to do that. Just cancel if you don't want it after that, but you get the free Athletic Scholarship Playbook audiobook. Choose that for your free audiobook. Again, go to my resources page for more information on that and links. Well, I want to get right into today's topic on how to keep a coach's interest long-term. Long-term, this recruiting drive is a long drive. It's a coast-to-coast drive, especially if you're starting early. I interacted by email with one parent, and their child was in sophomore year. They've got a long drive cross-country for this. If your kid's entering senior year, you got a shorter drive. So you got to step it up, pedal to the metal here. But how can you keep a coach's interest long-term? You've got the time this summer to really do some of these things. And there may be two cases we're talking about. One is when you're not fully interested in that school, but the coach is interested in you. So I'm not a fan of deceiving a coach, not being honest with the coach, trying to lead the coach on. I don't want you to do that. Consider this, though. Even though you're not interested now in a particular program, maybe low on your list, that can and will change over the years or over the months. It may rise. You'll be surprised. The school that you thought least likely that you'd compete at, that you get a scholarship at, is the school you end up at. You have a snapshot right now of your interest level. It's just a snapshot, but you're involved in a full-length feature movie. You do not know what that last scene is going to look like. Keep your options open. As I always say, cast your net wide. If you're not fully interested in a school right now, not fully engaged, then, hey, keep the coach's interest if that coach's interest is interested in you. And I'll share ways you can do that in a moment. Second instance and second case is when a coach is engaged in communication with you and you are interested. How can you keep that communication going long-term? The coach might be interested in you now, but maybe he or she down the road is going to start losing interest. Well, you don't want that to happen, unless, of course, it becomes obvious to both of you that it's just not a good fit. However, there are things that happen that are not under your control that cause a coach to lose interest. You need to step it up and make sure that coach remains engaged. All right, so there's two instances, when you're not fully engaged and when the coach isn't fully engaged anymore or isn't engaged yet. How do you keep a coach's interest once that interest has been indicated by the coach? Let's talk about that. And as I said, this summer, you've got opportunities to be able to use time to capitalize on these things. First of all, what you need to do, you've got to get this down. This one is so easy, and yet it's neglected by so many families. And it's this: respond to all communication and requests promptly. If a coach calls you, call her back. You know, if it's voicemail and you missed the call, call her back. If a coach sends you an email, send an email back. Don't wait. Don't sit on it. The quicker you respond, the more you're telling that coach you are interested in their program. Respond to all communication and all requests promptly. If the coach is asking for a video, send them the link to your video. If you don't have a video, respond right away. Don't just leave a gap in there of communication. Respond right away and say, hey, I'm working on my video. When I have it ready, I will send you the link. But respond. Don't let the communication die. You got to remember, from the coach's side, they're sending out communication to dozens, maybe even hundreds of athletes. If you're not responding, they're going to forget you. They're going to assume you're not interested anymore when you really might be interested. Do not assume anything. Be clear in your communication, and please respond to all requests and communication promptly. If you get anything out of this episode, that would be it. Respond promptly, all the time. Here's a second thing that's important, and I've talked about this before. Send updates. Use this summer to send updates about how you're doing in competition. At the end of your summer season, or maybe you're going to a tournament and you want to send an update to the coach afterwards, say, here's how I did in the tournament. Or if you're maybe you're in track and you've got a meet coming up, a special invitational, then when that's over, send an update to the coaches on how you did. You know, you don't want to be a pest, but you kind of do want to be a pest. You don't want to send information that's really not useful. But if you've got something to say to a coach, send an update. You want to communicate frequently. Don't hold all your information for the end of a year or even a semester. If you have something to say, if you have something to update the coach on, send that update. If you've got your SAT or ACT scores, send the update to the coach. Ask him or her to add that to your file. I talk about the one-page update. And if you have the playbook, you see that in there. If you have Recruit Me 3.0, I show you how to do that. It's absolutely clear on how to send, how to put an update together and send it. One sheet. This is really quick. It's an update on what you've accomplished, and you want the coaches to have that. Send updates. Send them often. Let them know that you are really thinking of them. Personalize that update too. Personalize that update. The third thing you want to do in order to keep a coach's interest long-term, and remember, we're talking about long-term. You got to be committed to this over the entire recruiting period. You want, at the end of this recruiting period, to have choices of where you want to compete and hopefully multiple offers, but you want to make sure that you're committed to this long-term for that to happen. So the third thing you can do is call. Call coaches. Check in with them. Have some content that's valuable to talk about. Maybe you give a verbal update. Perhaps you, over the period of time, you've got some specific questions about their program. Maybe about majors in the school. You might want to check in just to let the coach know, you know, I just want you to know I'm still interested in your program. I haven't sent you anything in a while, but I'm still interested. In most cases, you're going to have to leave a message, but that's fine. That's okay. Take the initiative. Let the coach know that you're not just going to sit back, but you are still in the game with that program. Make phone calls. You could keep your list of schools and contacts and keep a diary of when you've called these coaches and call them maybe every quarter. Call them once or twice, at least this summer. The fourth thing that goes along with this, whether you're calling or whether you're visiting, is ask good questions. Questions that show the coach that you have thought about that program. You've thought about their college or university. You've really given it some deep thought that you might be competing there. Don't ask just general questions, but ask specific things about their program, about the academics, about finance, about college life, all those things. But ask good questions. And be thinking that through. Write them down. This requires some study to be able to ask those good questions. You want to show them that you are thinking about that school personally. Shows that you have a keen interest. Other athletes aren't doing this. So those four things: respond to all requests promptly, send updates, make calls, and ask good questions. Here's your summer assignment this week. Get this done this week. Here it is. First, it's one assignment with two parts. Rank your schools. Rank the schools on your list that you're interested in, that you've been in contact with. First, rank them in order of interest, your interest in that school or program. Go ahead and rank them. Make the lists. Secondly, rank them in order of engagement. And that list is going to be in a different order. Your highest interest school may be low in engagement. You're just not getting any action with them. So rank them in order of interest, rank them in order of engagement, compare those lists. It's good to get that. Why I'm asking you to do this is it's good to get that in mind, get perspective on where you stand. Everything gets kind of jumbled when you have communication going out to a lot of coaches. This helps sort it out and gives you a good understanding of where you're at right now. This is an excellent thing to do as we kick off summer together. So thanks for tuning in. Next week, we'll continue our summer recruiting series. We're going to keep going at this. And if you have any questions, and thank you for the questions that came in this week, had some interaction with some families, go ahead and email me at john@recruitme.com. And I encourage you to check out Recruit Me 3.0 as well at recruitme.com/system. Until then, God bless. I'll talk to you next week.